I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Bitcoin approaches death cross. Sounds scary. Binance is building an office, but maybe not where you think. And a huge-ass home is going to be tokenized. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is January 10th, 2022. It only took me 10 days to say it the first time, 22 instead of 21. You guys don't know because you don't see my edits. You don't see what I do or the amount of takes that I have to make the show. And I think every day so far until today, I have said 2021 instead of 2022. Let's get into those crypto prices because I just want to get the bad news out of the way.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
And recording this at 10:45 Eastern Standard Time, we have Bitcoin sitting at $40,545, down 2.7% in 24. Ethereum's at 3,000 even, down 3.3%. Are we going to cross below the 3,000 mark? I don't know if we did. I think we did already back a couple days ago, but I don't like this space at all. I just don't like any of this. Tether's in the number three spot. Binance Coin is at $421, down 2.6%. And USDC is in number five. Running off the top 10, we have Solana, Cardano, XRP, Luna, and Polkadot. I'm going to keep going because I kind of want to know what's in the top 20. So let's see what the top 20 is. We have Avalanche, Doge, SHIB, Matic, BUSD, Link, Crypto.com's Crow, Wrapped Bitcoin, Terra's Stablecoin, UST, and 20 is Uniswap. Total market cap, we're at, that hurts again, $1.89 trillion, a BTC dominance of 40.6 and an ETH dominance of 19%. And now it is time for coin of the day. Our coin today is Constellation, ticker DAG or DAG. Its price is 19 cents. It's down about 3% in 24. Market cap is 241 million. Fully diluted market cap is 704 million, which means 34% of DAG is in circulation. The max supply of DAG is around 3.6 billion. The all-time high for DAG, I just love saying that, DAG. All-time high is 46.2 cents. It's down around 60% since then, but it's up 21,000% from its all-time low set 3 years ago. You can buy this DAG on KuCoin, HitBTC, and that's about it. So what is Constellation? Well, Constellation, or DAG, is a protocol that uses a direct acyclic graph architecture to archive a consensus that is, in theory, capable of infinite scalability. With the DAG protocol and custom state channels, Constellation is driving the evolution of smart contracts by allowing data sources to be integrated into distributed ledger technology. Direct acyclic graph. What the hell is that? Well, I looked it up, and here it says it consists of vertices and edges. There are no blocks, unlike a blockchain. Instead, transactions are recorded as vertices, and these are recorded on top of one another. Transactions are submitted to the DAG by nodes, much like on a blockchain. In order to submit a transaction, a node must complete a proof of work task. Okay, so it is proof of work, but there are no blocks, unlike a blockchain. Anyway, very interesting. I might go deep diving into this. I think you should too. I might do a whole thing on a DAG because this is super interesting. Anyway, that is Constellation, number 178, ticker DAG. That's our coin of the day.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Moving into today's headlines, and as I always say, Monday is a slow news day, but there's some interesting ones here today. First one is actually from CoinDesk. Bitcoin approaches death cross as Goldman Sachs foresees 4 Fed rate hikes this year. And so what is a Bitcoin death cross? Well, it's a bearish indicator which appears when a 50-day moving average dips below the 200-day moving average. So 50-day moving average is lower than the 200-day moving average. And they call this the death cross. They're crossing lower than that. We're talking bearish. Well, as you guys know, Bitcoin peaked around $69,000 on November 10th and has declined around 40% since. The cryptocurrency slipped over 12% in the last 7 days alone. So the impending death cross coupled with the souring macro outlook may push overall bearish sentiment. So many of Bitcoin's previous death crosses, including the one in 2014 and 2018, coincided with either a sell-off in the days that followed or a continued macro downtrend that confirmed a bear market. However, even though this sounds scary, there has been times where the death cross has been crossed and it actually led to a bull. June 2021, March 2020, October 2019, and all of those dates, they crossed the death cross. But it was a bear trap. And after that, we saw new highs, especially June of 2021. That led us up to November 10th, $69,000 Bitcoin. So all in all, what does this mean right now? What are we looking at? We don't know. I can't predict the future. If I could, I promise you I'd be rich, but I am not. However, this could go both ways. There is a lot of bearish sentiment in the globe right now. A lot of things that are just flooding the market. But to be honest with you, we just don't know the outlook of the stock market. Maybe all of 2021, the whole bullish up of everything from every market, from the stocks to the crypto, we were just looking for a correction, a global correction. And that's just going to stack us up to go further in 2022. We don't know. We don't know. It could go both ways. CZ Zhao, the CEO of Binance, has become one of the richest people in the world. How much? Well, just a little bit, like $96 billion. And this doesn't even factor in his own personal crypto holdings. Who else in the crypto space are billionaires? Well, it looks like Sam Bankman-Fried, CEO of FTX, about $22.5 billion. CEO of Coinbase, Brian Armstrong, just around $9.6 billion. And Satoshi Nakamoto, if he were to cash out his 1.1 million Bitcoin, it'd be worth around $45.8 billion at today's prices. How's that compared to everybody else that are just monster billionaires? Well, Elon Musk, around 263 today, and Jeff Bezos, about 188. So the crypto space has made a big come up. What do you think? Well, anyway, CZ Zhao tweeted this. He said, "Don't worry about the rankings. Focus on how many people you can help." And CZ, that's great advice. I'm over here working on helping as many people as I possibly can. CZ, if you want to help me help people, you can send me 20 mil. That would do a lot of good. Police in Kosovo reported the seizure of more than 300 Bitcoin mining devices since the raids against miners began last week. Well, Kosovo government declared a 60-day state of emergency to deal with its energy crisis in December. And basically they're saying, well, Bitcoin mining is not something that we need to do here. And if you're doing it, we're going to take them. The southeastern European country saw the largest coal-fired plant shut down in December due to technical issues, forcing Kosovo to import electricity from neighboring Serbia. Well, apparently that didn't work out too well because Serbia has its own infrastructure issues and freezing temperatures and heavy snows, and Serbia lost a third of its power capacity. So I called a Kosovan friend of mine and asked him what's going on. He said, well, apparently there's this new agreement with Albania and they're getting electricity. He said his dad has power and there's no problems where he's from, which is Pristina, but who knows about other cities. One thing he also told me, which I thought was really interesting. So after the war, there's a city in Kosovo which was half Serbian and half Kosovan, that city had free electricity. So people who were mining cryptocurrency flocked to the city to take advantage of this free electricity. And so everybody was upset about this because they're like, this is free electricity for the people, and now you're using it all. And basically they thought they were taking the piss. So, and I don't know where these miners are coming from, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were coming from that city that had free electricity, and they're just like, nah, we're just not having this. We're having problems, and now you're just taking the piss. We're going to take your Bitcoin miners. One of America's largest and most expensive homes has struggled to find an owner. I wonder why. Because this is a $500 million home, please click the link in the show notes and just take a look at this thing. It's like the basement is 500,000 square feet. The whole house is 105,000 square feet. It has a 50-car garage, a 10,000-bottle wine cellar, a 4,000-square-foot guest house with an infinity pool. Oh, by the way, your master bedroom is 4,000 square feet its own. It has its own pool, infinity pool, with glass so you could watch people in the pool. It's ridiculous. So somebody built this, and they're like, hey, I wonder why we can't find a buyer. I mean, how many buyers are out there for a $500 million home? Anyway, and just compare this. This is 105,000 square feet. A 5,000 square foot house is huge. Huge. My house, I think, is probably around, 1,800 square feet? And it's fine. Like, what are you doing with 105,000 square feet? What are you doing? Well, anyway, the developer hopes that going crypto and tokenizing this will help them basically not go broke. The idea is to tokenize the house, sell the tokens, then rent the house out for glitzy events and give the profits back to the token holders. Basically, they're trying to raise money so they don't go broke. It's worth mentioning that the SEC, based on past guidance, may think tokens tied to home rental values may be a security. And I don't know, that kind of looks and talks and quacks like a duck. So it might be. Well, anyway, you got to get creative when you have $500 million sitting there, empty, not being used. And finally, as you know, CZ, he's never been one for, you know, making a home office and making people come to work. He's like, you know, we're decentralized. It's the ethos of the crypto. We don't want to have an office, which has caused them problems in the past, you know, because they're like, hey, where do you even work? Where is this company? You know, it's you're US based or UK based, but you don't have an office here. And he says, well, we work everywhere. We're kind of like Meta, you know, whatever. And, you know, it causes some problems. Well, you know, CZ and Binance.us, they said they're finally building an office. And what a better place to do it than in the Solana Metaverse. Yes, that's right. They are building a virtual office. We're creating a space in the Metaverse for the Binance.us community to come together. It's the first of many steps we're taking to be forward-looking as we build and reach our community in new environments, says a Binance.us spokesperson. Well, they're not the only ones. FTX.us is building in the Solana Metaverse, their own office. Radium, Magic Eden, Audius. Well, it looks as though the new workplace is in the Metaverse. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. Hey, I need a favor. If you listen to this podcast on Spotify, on your iPhone, your Android, whatever, open the app, top left corner, click 5 stars. There's a new rating system. I saw it the other day. We're like at 5 ratings. I was like, when did this happen? And then I asked you guys, and you guys came through. Now we're over 70 ratings, at least on the US market or the US app. Look, we have 15,000 people listening to this show a day. My fellow hodlers, help us out. Let's get this up to a couple thousand. Everybody just open your app, hit that 5-star rating, and let's make the best damn crypto news show in the space. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.